call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539.
Call right now.
New survey says 3 out of 4 Americans do this. And actually, a lot of Americans, by doing that, are doing it too much. Any guesses what we're doing too much of? We need to tone it down a little bit.
Binge watching shows.
Oh, I think that's 4 out of 4 Americans there. No, that's not it, Alex.
Breathing.
What?
I don't know. I mean, like, some people breathe real heavy and real fast.
He's trying to kill us!
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm a breathing.
Realistically, what could it be? I don't know. Pick their nose?
No. It's something to do with the body. Apparently, among dermatologists, they're saying you don't need to shower every day. In fact, it's better for your skin if you do it maybe once or twice a week.
Okay, and what is it? How many out of how many people?
3 out of 4 Americans shower too much, and it's not good for your skin.
Well, 3 out of 4 dermatologists stank. They got stank.
That's what I'm wondering. And the reason I also bring this up, 833-JOE-ALEX. I kind of want to know, like, how many showers per week are you doing? 833-563-2539 or Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Because they broke it down in this new survey, the most recent one. Half of people say they shower at least once a day. And I think that's normal, at least once, right?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. So everybody, was that what we do? We all do once a day?
Yes, yes. Sometimes once every 2 days.
Okay, I do usually once or twice a day, because like I showered last night, came into work, then I worked out yesterday, so I showered twice yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's important. Can I personal real quick?
Oh, please get personal.
Sometimes, like I really do like to shower once every day, but sometimes it does happen where I go 48 hours without a shower, and then I do, but at 48 hours, I have to shower because my scalp gets really itchy. Is that okay. A bad thing?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and ask you if you're in one of your 48-hour ruts next time. Please come in like your Monsters, Inc. 2319 yellow suit
yeah.
So that you can keep your stink.
No, but I don't have
all up in
I don't
there.
Have stink. Or like, I mean, I put deodorant. Okay, actually, I'm almost in the rut right now. I showered 30 hours ago.
See, listen, let's do this. This is for work health for everybody. Like on the weekends, not like over vacation, there were days where I didn't shower for a couple of days, but I felt kind of funky. But I'm at home, nobody's bothered by it.
Mm-hmm.
But except your wife.
Well, no, she was working. I didn't do anything. I think my wife likes my smell. Here's what you do. You're attracted. It's pheromones and hormones and
maybe.
Booty stink. But this is what grossed me out. But I hear some people say they don't have a smell. Like they say their sweat doesn't stink. 3% of people say they only shower once a week. I could never, even if I was this lazy and lethargic watching Netflix all day in bed, I could not shower once a week. That's disgusting,
yeah,
right?
That's terrible.
Could you go a week, Alex?
I don't know if this has to do with his race or something, but I did date a Hawaiian guy who truly did not stink, and he actually did not even own deodorant.
What?
Never wore deodorant. I am telling you, this guy's armpits never smelled like anything. And he was like, you know, obviously if they did, I would wear it, but I genuinely don't think I need it. And I was like, yeah, right. And then I smelled his armpit, and I was like, oh, you're right.
What?
But I don't know if that's, I don't know anyone else. I've only met him as, you know, the only Hawaiian person ever that I know. And so I wonder if other people that are Hawaiian have that same perk or if it's just him.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That blows my mind. Okay, and this is just disgusting, but I think we all know somebody that does this. 1% of people say they only shower once a month. And this is in the U.S., not other third world countries where they don't have access to fresh, cold, or hot water, which would make sense. But, like, yeah, 1% of the population say, yeah, I shower about once a month.
Survey says those people that shower once a month also live in their parents' basement and love anime.
Yeah, you kind of stink a little bit. Oh, going after the anime, okay.
Yeah, survey says.
All right, let's say good morning to Randy this morning, calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, Randy, how bad do you stink?
Oh,
I'm just kidding, buddy.
I hope not that bad. Personally, my dermatologist has recommended that I don't take a shower every day, personally, because when I take a shower, it dries out my skin too much because I have problems with natural oils in my skin.
Like what kind of problems? Like there's too much, not enough?
Not enough, because when I get out of the shower, I think it just sucks all the moisture from my body because I had a really bad sunburn when I was younger.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think it's messed with the natural oils in my skin. So my face and my scalp get extremely dry.
Wow.
And like areas around my elbows and stuff like that get really dry.
That must have been an intense sunburn to affect you the rest of your life.
Yes, actually. It was so bad that when I had the sunburn, the moisture was drawn from my skin, but like I almost lost sanity because it did so badly at a constant rate.
Oh my gosh, I am so sorry.
Oh,
bless your
gosh.
Heart. Well, you know, we had a woman call into the show. This is like months ago. I mean, could be up to a year now. But remember, she, Joe, called and told us she hasn't showered since the 90s. She uses baby wipes, but she does not like taking showers.
Yeah, that blows my mind. Okay, that is, I guess it's a sanitary wipe. It cleans stuff. But a wipe is not the same thing, Alex. Or it's a washcloth and like patting things down. That is not the same. You need to shower. You need to get high, low, front, back, you know, side to side.
So disgusting.
You need to do a little hokey pokey with your body and a bar of soap. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Also, let us know on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. We'll take one more call. Let's say what's up to Andrew this morning. He's calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Andrew, you're on the show, man. What's up?
Hey, so she was talking about people who don't, like, have BO.
Yeah, Alex said she dated a guy. What was he, Hawaiian, you said?
Yeah.
From Hawaii, and he did not have any funk.
He didn't wear deodorant.
Well, so I did that 23andMe testing, and like I've never had to wear deodorant in my life, and I'm not Hawaiian, just an FYI. And it says that it told me that I had a genetic variant that caused me to not have body odor as well as dry earwax. So there's that.
Wow.
You're Andrew, are you taken? Are you single? What's your deal?
I am. I'm married happily to a beautiful doctor, so.
Well, there you go. I mean, you're a catch.
I married up. Let's be real.
Hey, Alex.
What?
Did your boyfriend smell like Hawaiian punch?
Wow, really?
That's... Nobody, when he mouthed off to me, he got a Hawaiian punch.
Boom! Hey, coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, Joe's Need to Know News in about 3 minutes.